To learn my teachings, I must first teach you how to read.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
For those who need a visual effect, Colin is running around the room.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Let me spell. No, there is too much. Let me sum up.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Peter Chapani, here with Colin Bradley.
Saw.
And Austin Baker.
Hey, how's it going?
And we are Dead on Board.
Hey.
Gentlemen, let's talk a little bit about our holiday play. What have you guys been up to since I last saw you?
Not a thing.
That's good.
not a whole lot of magic going on.
I went to Disney.
Oh, yeah?
Disney was sweet.
Yeah, that's good.
Did
you find a princess?
Oh, I did.
And you came back? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Where is she?
I met Cinderella, and I almost melted.
That's good.
Yeah.
She has that effect.
Epcot was sweet. Mm-hmm. That's the only place where they like serve alcohol.
Yeah,
at Disney.
Yep.
And I started drinking at like 1 in the afternoon, and we didn't leave Epcot till like 10 o'clock.
Yeesh.
It's a long day.
It was pretty nice.
Decent.
No. You guys have anything exciting going on?
No.
Not a thing, Baker?
Yeah.
Did you play any magic over the break? Or?
I played some. Whenever I was up here in Columbia, did play. Just Bant Coco, just jamming.
That seems to be really good for you.
Man, that deck is just somehow busted. It looks like it's just a bunch of dorky dudes, and it is. But then it kills people. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. I've kind of finally started figuring like all the play lines and started actually playing the deck correctly, which is cool because I was doing really well with the deck before I was doing that. Like I was 4-0-ing weeklies and it was really good. But no, I think that's the deck I'm going to stick with for at least a little while. If Jeskai starts becoming like really, really prevalent,
it is though. I mean,
that deck is good and.
Yeah,
that's all I gotta say about it.
Yeah, I was
like so
Columbus,
much fun
though.
Too.
Every time I've played Jeskai, I've actually been like a month too early.
Yeah,
like the Jeskai Geist deck, I was just a month too early, and then I got off of it, and I was like, nah, I don't want to play this, and just like took it apart, and I think built up Grixis or something. I don't know. And then what was it? A couple months ago, I was playing like two Ajani Vengeance.
Yeah,
just hard control Jeskai.
Yeah, but no Serum Visions though.
No Serum Visions. No.
Which is fine.
My card draw: 2 Sphinx's Rev. That's it.
What else do you need?
Nothing.
You're just gaining life.
4 Serum Visions.
Yeah, it was
that's
just a bunch of like kill spells, a couple of wraths, 4 snaps. That was the only creatures. 4 snaps. No Gear Hulks. Didn't even need them. I wasn't attacking. I'm just going to blow up their lands with a Johnny.
I'm not even sure 1 Gear Hulk is great, but
what?
Apparently, you need it in the 75.
So I played it at Nike this weekend.
Okay.
And let me tell you how powerful Gear Hulk Cryptic Command Bounce My Gear Hulk is.
Tell me how powerful.
It's super powerful.
Good. Yeah.
Like, even just, so I played the exact 75 that Nikolic played this weekend, and the deck just felt great. Gear Hulk was good. The Nihiri was actually really good.
Yeah, I like that card. You just can't play 4 of her, right?
Yeah, so like you just play it, and if people don't know what you're on, they're just like, oh, they're Nihiri Emrakul, and they attack Nihiri, and you're like, sweet, they I just
didn't
gained
matter.
6 life.
Like, didn't matter. How did
and
you hear?
got to rummage.
Right.
Like, yeah. It was awesome.
Were you playing 2 searches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cards?
That was main board?
Yes. Search for Ascanta. Card
did
is
you get to exile
insane.
Anybody else's enchantments with Nahiri? Or tapped artifacts?
Yes, I got a creature.
I got a tapped
It tapped Noble Hierarch against humans.
Wow. That's almost something.
That was it.
I can't stop this Mantis Rider. He can't be a 4/4 anymore.
Actually, Mantis Rider has Vigil.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
what
that's
do you
pretty
do?
Sweet. Yeah, no. How'd the IQ go overall?
So I started out the tournament with an unintentional draw.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to speed up that play.
Yeah, I was playing against the Teamer Moon deck that, like, Gerard Fabiano
Gerard special.
Played.
Yeah.
Then I won 2 in a row. I beat Lantern, which I feel like is like kind of hard.
Depends on how much burn you have and how many Inventor's Fairs they have.
Yeah, so like.
Yeah, if they get a Witchbane Orb, you're kind of.
Yeah.
Or a Grafdigger's Cage.
Like, game 1, Grafdigger's Cage, like, kind of got me. Except I I drew 19 points of burn.
Yeah.
Sir Strauss Kanto was insane in that matchup.
See, I'm telling you, like, when I bought those cards, I'll never sell them because they're only going to go up.
Yeah, seems good.
Then I lost two in a row against blue-white control, a different build of blue-white control that I've seen on Moto a bit that is, like, super hard to play but really rewarding. You're only playing, like, two Snapcaster Mages, two Wall of Omens, a few Spreading Seas, and four Field of Ruin. I think Field of Ruin was actually the card that won that match.
How many basics were you playing?
Huh?
How many basics were you playing?
Well, five? I was playing four. Two islands and a plains.
Oh, no basic mountain?
No mountain.
Yeah. Oh.
See, I was playing. We're going to have to teach you about basic mountain.
Basic mountain is like, sometimes it's often the worst, but occasionally the best card in that deck.
It's the same like that in Kiki Chord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you just need to fetch mountain, but like if I was to play the mountain, I'd like take out the second Sulphur Falls, but.
That's probably fair.
Yeah, no, it's okay. And no Cascade Bluffs, right? Nothing fancy like that? Okay.
I couldn't flip my Ascanta because he just had two Field of Ruins to play.
Yeah.
And, like, I couldn't, like...
Why would you want
get
to?
Get use out of mine. Mm. And then he played his and ran away with the game.
Oh.
Like...
Oh, because he just kill your...
Game one, I got him to, like... game one, I got him to, like, two life. And then he resolved Search for Ascanta and then flipped it. And, like, all right, well, here's Cryptic Command.
Why didn't you just
here's Sphinx's Rev. I tried. Did not work.
Yeah. You have a lot of cards that just, like, Helix is just Bolt to the Face. Lightning Bolt's just Lob Spike.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's what that matchup is supposed to be. I feel like I have to be a burn deck.
Yeah, but, like...
And that's really bad.
Yeah, you're really bad at it.
What about Land Destruction? Like, can you fit in any into that 75?
Tech Edge, two of them.
I'd probably just play in Johnny Vengeance instead of the Nahiri. If you want to be Land Destruction.
If you want to
alt...
Yeah.
What if Planeswalker. What if you played two Ajani's and two Tech Edges? That was good.
Meh.
I liked it.
Probably not.
I haven't played the deck enough to like have a solid opinion on it.
Okay.
How many Logic Knots did you play?
I played three.
Wow.
I played three Logic Knots.
I think that's how many I played, too. Mm-hmm. Did you play any Mana Leaks?
No. I played main deck Negate instead of Mana Leak.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. That Negate was...
Yeah, you generally have answers to creatures, don't you?
Yeah.
So, like, it's probably not too big of a deal.
Three Bolt, three Helix, three Path.
Well, four Bolt, three Helix, three, four Path, but whatever.
Right. Lightning Bolt,
How many Cryptics?
Four.
Yeah.
Okay, I was only on three.
And one Gear Hulk.
Three Papa. Snapcaster Mage, one Gear Hulk.
Sure. Wet Papa.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah.
It was heat.
Gear Hulk's a daddy. Sure is.
No. Tournament went fine. The Chiefs, though, were not fine.
I mean,
that made me so sad.
Did anyone expect anything different?
I'm
going to be honest.
Marcus Mariota.
I did.
Running back, wide receiver, quarterback.
What, did you see that block?
Offensive coach.
That block at the end of the game?
Folks, that was the sickest block I've ever seen by a quarterback in my life.
Yeah, I don't know. Guys, ridiculous. That's okay. My Bills lost too. I jumped through a flaming table to memory.
Just one flaming table.
That was such a boring game to watch
that
too.
That was the worst.
The Jacksonville game, was the same game. Yeah. The Rams game was also the same. Just so boring.
Yeah. The Falcons had each team had a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then there's
like 40 yards total of offense halfway through the second quarter.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's really boring.
How many commercials though?
Lots of Bud Light, Dilly Dilly.
Yeah, dude.
Or something like that.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, this is a Magic the Gathering podcast. Yeah.
If you're just catching us now.
Nice to throw in some witty banter.
So, Baker, you played some weeklies.
I did, yeah.
And you're in the Coco.
Just Modern. I'm playing Legacy.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I'm pivoting, though. We're going to take my blue-white Stoneblade Legacy deck, and just hear me out. I'm going to add at least one color. I know. It's shocking, but now I can't play Back to Basics, so whatever.
Play red?
No, black.
Black.
Really?
Deathblade.
Yeah.
All right.
Deathblade it up.
I mean, I'm into it.
It's fine. Yeah.
UCs.
Yeah. I've got a few, so I've got enough. And I got a scrub. I walked into the gate the other day, and I was like, hey, I have that much credit. Scrub land, please. And
just one, please.
Here you go.
In the sleeve.
Yeah, it was good. So I have that mostly put together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I have to arrange some fetches and like snapcasters and all that good stuff. But
because we have a Legacy IQ coming up,
on the 27th, it's a Legacy IQ that I'm be looking to play in, and then I think a modern
28th. CTQ the next day,
the Nerd Rage Gaming, right?
Cool, that's fine.
So I'm gonna go from Deathblade to Coco. It's going to be a weird jump. Weird
transition.
But, yeah, but we'll make it happen.
Yeah, I might come by and cast for the Legacy. I probably won't play, though. Yeah. I can't.
Going to burn him up?
Nah.
Yeah, probably won't.
It's not worth
either.
My time.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Just want to experiment. I'll probably chicken out on the Deathblade thing and just play Blue-White because that's what I know, but you never know. I might just waste $30.
Do you still get to play Elspeth and Esper?
No. If I wanted to, sure.
How crazy are you?
Hear me out.
Okay, all right.
Kaya, yep. Ghost nope. Assassin.
I've thought about that one, too. Kaya's fine. I'm actually not even playing Strix. That's got to be wrong, right? Yeah. Yeah. What am I doing?
What are you playing? Huh?
What is this Deathrite Shaman?
That's actually most of the black. Yeah, no, that's Deathrite Shaman is most of the black. Discard spells, though.
One Vindicate?
Yes.
Nice.
Because, yes. So four Deathrite, two Snaps, four Stoneforge, three True Name, one Click, which is almost certainly wrong. Like, it probably should just be four True Name, but the Click is just
bonkers.
Sometimes
when
so
it works,
good.
It works, right?
Oh, my God. Click is just amazing. Plus, it flies. Yeah. I guess that doesn't really matter because True Name is unblockable, but... two Inquisition, two Fatal Push. I'm a little skeptical on that slot, but who knows? One Spell Pierce, because I love Spell Pierce. Four Swords to Plowshares, three Thought Seize. One Counterspell, one Jit. One Council's Judgment?
Maybe alongside... get rid of Fatal Pushes for Council's Judgment?
Well, I have one Council's Judgment, one Vindicate, which is kind of a weird thing to me, because they both basically fill the same slot. Council's Judgments can't blow up lands, though, which is kind of what I like. One Sword of Fire and Ice, like I said, one to Vindicate, two Jace, one Batterskull, four Force, and then 22 lands consisting of one Scrub, one Trop, three Tundra, three UC, two Islands, one Plains, and one Swamp, and two Wastelands, and then eight Fetches. Oh, no, wait. Oh, yeah, eight Fetches.
Okay.
Strands and Dolphins. All right. Whatever.
You know.
Like, that's probably the list that I will maybe play. I don't know what the sideboard's going to look like at all. Probably Zealous Persecution, because that card's great, and then maybe some, like, discard spells and Fluster Storms.
Him? Can you play? Can you play some him?
No, I can't reasonably him. I wish. Although, like, how sick would that be? Turn to him, and then I could play a one mana spell because I have Deathrite on turn. I don't know.
Another Deathrite
guy. Yeah, just another Deathrite. No, I just get in for one. Just swing in.
Yeah.
Just send a message.
That's the worst that
happens. Yeah. So no, I'll play. Probably play on the Legacy IQ, and then come back. Just do a double decker on Modern, and then just see. Well, Ban Coco, though.
Yeah.
We're gonna see how good that does. It'd probably just be terrible.
I gotta figure out what I'm gonna play. Caleb got this storm bug back in me.
You back on it?
I don't know. I need to sleep on it.
Done burninating them?
No, I love, and that's the thing, like, I think Burn's really well positioned. Although
top 8? Pros were playing Burn at Santa Clara.
Yeah, no, Burn seems really good.
I know Ifro is back on it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. If people are also playing Storm, Burn seems like a fine place to be, honestly.
Absolutely.
Here's
the problem, though, is like that meta evolves a lot faster than a local IQ meta.
That's true. People just play what they have.
Right.
Generally speaking. So it's really tough.
It's going to be a lot of control.
Yeah. The Midwest area just feels like it's a super fair meta, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Except for, like, there's the occasional Valakuters. That's a weird... Valakut. People playing Valakut.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That... Whatever. The Molten Pinnacle. Scape Shift. People. Yep. Or Prime Times. And then, like... There's always that one Ad Nauseam guy. And there's always this one nerd that brings Boggles. But other than that, most of the people are pretty fair. So, control decks, mid-range decks, that sort of thing.
And I don't know if Burn may be the answer to that, but Storm may also be the answer to that.
Yeah,
especially with Giga Drowse.
There's also some Death Shadow stuff going around here. So is that... Where's Storm on that? It's like not very good against Death Shadow, but where is Burn?
It's worse.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's close.
I would say Burn is a worse matchup against Death Shadow.
Huh. I feel like you... if it's a... I think it depends on... I think it's very much pilot skill. Like, if it's a bad Death Shadow player, you're just going to kill him.
Right.
It's a really good Death Shadow player, it's going to be really hard.
Or you get to steal game one because they go, Cycle Street Rave, Fetch Shot, Dot Seize you.
Yeah, and they look at your hand, and you're like, wow, I'm a
three Lava Spikes and a Boros Charm.
Yeah.
It's like,
look at this.
You're just going to dumpster them. It's going to be funny. Yeah. Then they have to go, like, Death Shadow into
Battle Rage.
Like, that's the only way they're going to win.
Yeah. Whereas, like, with Storm, you can just, even if they have Stubborn Denial, you hold Remand.
Yeah, that's true. Because
they're not
going
to keep up more than one blue.
Yeah, or like very worst case scenario, remand your own spell.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which is fine. Their counter spells are just not good enough. It's their like Abrupt Decays and Fatal Pushes and discard spells that are actually really good against you, plus a reasonable clock.
Mm-hmm. So. I also feel like Burn might have the edge because a Shadow sideboard wouldn't be inclined to deal with Burn.
Yeah, generally they don't have like gain life.
Yeah, they're never going to gain life, right?
Yeah.
But where Storm is like the love spell bomb and just get rid of a graveyard or two.
Like graveyard hate is good against Storm, coincidentally, and people just pack graveyard hate because you can just do.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So yeah, that seems reasonable. You got time though, a couple weeks before that kicks up.
Yeah, and lucky both of the decks that I play are really great at gold fishing.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true.
In the meantime, this weekend pre-release.
Boys,
we got a new set coming down the pipeline.
Rivals.
Rixalon.
Rixalon, dude.
Yeah, dude, there's some dinosaurs and pirates, and there's some...
There's some sweet stuff in this set.
You think so?
Not necessarily if they're modern.
There might be... There's got to be a few things in here that I think are maybe close. I don't think there's anything... There's nothing like Fatal Push level, right? Like,
not at all.
There's nothing that crazy.
And I think... Well, the sad thing is I think they kind of tried, right? Like, they tried to give us some pretty sweet removal.
Maybe, yeah. There's some interesting pieces here.
That instant speed flame slash,
yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, you have to have a creature of your own to target, though, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Yeah, which like I guess is good if you have like enrage enablers, but like, I'm not.
Or like
I'm
just
not. A wall of omens.
Yeah. Wall of omens.
A
Sakura Tribe Elder.
Oh, that's actually sweet. Okay, that one's fine.
Hmm.
Yeah,
But, like, 3 mana.
What
you would like play the Tribe Elder on turn 2, then you could flame slash on turn 3, I guess, and then do stuff. But like, you're just waiting so long to play a 1 mana removal spell. But 1 mana removal spells are good.
Mm-hmm.
So tough to say that one's close. If it has a deck, it'll be good.
Yeah,
but
as it stands,
I don't know that it does. Could be kind of funny in like Teemer Energy, maybe. Like make a long
I don't want to talk about that deck.
That deck's so good.
Why does it still exist?
I still need to play it. I need to play it before.
Like you can't ban stuff from it.
No, God no, it's just a super rare deck.
It's obviously the best deck and will stay the best deck.
Not close?
Not even close.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So I want to kick things off with this Rivals of Ixalan.
Let's do it. Cards you like.
The inverse of Snapcaster Mage. Dire Fleet Daredevil. Red and one. First strike. Yeah. When it enters the battlefield, exile target instant or sorcery from an opponent's graveyard.
Is it a flesh?
No.
I'm going to find it here.
It's a 2-1, and then you can cast that card that you exiled for any kind of mana.
So you have to hit an opponent's graveyard, though?
Yeah.
Here's
another thing. It's a human.
Oh, that...
Woof.
Yeah.
Why are things humans? just
and I'm not saying this card's going to see competitive play. No. I just think it's a really sweet card that could find a home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the problem with it going into humans, they have like not a lot of lands that tap for actual mana.
That's true. No, it's not.
So like they have
Cavern.
I guess Cavern and Unclaimed Territory can just tap for colorless.
Right. And if you play Vile, this thing has flash, right?
Yeah.
True.
And it's only for two.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They tap for actual mana for like the
spell. Yeah. But like Ancient Ziggurat doesn't.
Right, yeah. Ancient Ziggurat won't.
I guess I guess it's only four lands.
Does Unclaimed Territory
taps for colorless?
Taps for colorless?
I'm pretty sure.
So the only one that can't tap to cast a spell is Ziggurat.
Right.
But what other lands do they play?
They play some number of like Seachrome Coasts,
Rise
of Canopies.
Right, that's right. Yeah, okay, so there's I don't know. They're going to need to cast something not very color specific. They're not casting Cryptic Command. Let's just say that.
Right.
For sure. They're not going to Cryptic Command your stuff.
Well, that's another thing is, like, what do you even hit with this?
Maybe a
But I don't really care because I just want to cast something.
Yeah, maybe.
Lightning Bolt.
Yeah, why not?
Get them.
Get in for the three.
Lightning Bolt because sweet. Yeah, that one's fine. If you have a red source, yeah, get them.
Oh, you don't even need a red source.
Nope.
What? You can use mana as any color.
Yeah.
It's the Gaunti thing.
Yeah.
Reading is hard for me sometimes.
That's okay.
Ooh, getting like an opponent's Logic Knot would be kind of sweet.
You delve their graveyard?
No, you delve your graveyard.
But like, you're not using your graveyard anyway.
Yeah, no, humans doesn't give a darn. PG-13. Keep PG.
Something to think about. You know, I'm not going to buy this card, but...
That's interesting. Huh. I wonder... Sideboard tech, maybe?
For what, though? Like, what do you... Are you going to add Nauseam?
Humans?
I don't know. Ooh, Vile didn't cast their Pact of Negation and then die because you can't.
That's all right, because they're not winning.
Nobles. Noble's tap for mana. So, like, maybe we can pay for it. Like, I don't know. Jeez.
So that was mine. What else you guys got?
Dude, I didn't think I had anything. I told you guys before. I'm like, I don't have anything in the set. But, like, after re-looking through it, there's, like, a lot of good cards in this set. So I'm going to be so wrong, and I'm so ready. Mastermind's Acquisition is going to be sweet.
What is that card?
It's so bad. It's amazing. Choose one. Search your library for a card, put it into your hand, shuffle your library, or choose a card you own from outside the game, put it in your hand. This card's terrible. It's amazing.
Oh, okay.
So Diabolic Tutor.
Yeah. Right. Not Edict Tutor.
Yeah, Tutor. It has been playable in Standard before. I'm not saying it's going to be playable in Standard now, but like it has been a card that has seen play in Standard. It's been okay.
Sure.
The Wish is really interesting. So like the Wish effect. There's a very specific deck that would ever want this card. I think just one. Like Bring to Light Shift has a really kind of transformational sideboard. Not transformational, but like they have like a lot of like things that can hit off Bring to Light. So like what if you just did this on turn three, got your Shatterstorm, and then just Shatterstorm on turn four versus Affinity? Like how do you lose?
You don't have double black. That'd be hard.
Make it happen,
right? Yeah, but generally speaking, you're fetching out, like, if you're playing the black splash, if you're playing the white splash, you're not doing this. But it also doesn't exile itself, so you can do weird Snapcaster shenanigans, maybe?
Is this probably a sorcery speed?
Yeah. It is sorcery. Ooh. It is sorcery. So you are, like, tapping out turn three or four to do this. And whatever you get better be pretty dang good.
Right.
But
if you're not casting it this turn.
Yeah, because if it's not, like, you also need to probably not be playing against Thoughtseize decks. That would be pretty awkward.
Could a standard hour deck, like, what's that card that when you cast it, you put it six deep, and then you cast it again, and you win?
Approach of the Second Sun?
Approach. Can Approach play this card?
Would you want to?
I don't think so. Like, I don't think you'd want to.
My thing is just like, how fast can you get to that?
Well, there's been an Esper Approach deck.
I know there's an Esper Approach deck, but I don't know if that's still happening, really.
I haven't kept up on Standard too much.
I haven't watched.
There's been many like big Standard events. SCG is just not doing Standard at all this season.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Well, Watsi has it covered with GPs, so whatever. Plus, Standard hasn't been in the best place for like a long time, so people are not too keen to watch it or play it.
Right.
Or put money into it. Whatever. Standard's going to be fine. It'll be okay.
Whatever you say.
This card is probably... anyway, this card is definitely a trap. Buy five.
Yeah. For Commander, it'll be sweet.
It's a story card.
Is it?
It's got the Planeswalker side. That doesn't matter. Pretty
sure. Is there only... I can't tell if that's a three or a five. I think it's a three. I think there's only three story cards.
Yeah, that sounds right.
In this set.
Strange.
I don't know.
Smaller set, I guess.
Yeah. You have anything, Colin? Anything? It was like, there's a bunch that I have.
Talking about sideboard tech.
Okay.
Blood Sun, which when I saw that card, when I saw the name, I laughed.
Yeah.
So hard.
It's a little on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, so like, I think this card's very niche.
Oh, for sure. For
you know the one line that makes it playable.
Draws you a card.
Draw card.
Trips. Yeah.
Like, it's very fringe-ish.
Sure.
So like. All right, let's say this card ever sees play in Modern, right? It's going into, like, green-red Tron.
Yeah.
All right. So you only... It's a sideboard card, right?
Yeah.
And the only deck you're going to bring it in against is decks that play, like, Field of Ruin.
Yeah.
Or, like...
Ghost Quarter. Field of Ruin, Ghost Quarter, Manlands.
Can't tutor it.
Valakut.
How do you find this card?
Valakut.
Yeah, you draw it.
Oh, let me just dig five deep with Ancient Stirrings. And, Valakut. Oh, there's my two copies to the bottom.
I just want to kill Valakut.
Well... Yeah.
That's all I want to kill. I don't care about anything else. Have your Raging Ravines.
Can Valakut play this?
No, it shuts off their...
It shuts off,
Their Valakuts.
Yeah, it shuts off their Valakuts. Yeah, no, they don't get to play it. They can eat one. Yeah, they don't get Blood Sun. Unless they're really crazy. They sideboard in Ponza.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
So I spent a good amount of time trying to brew an Amulet Titan deck with Blood Sun because your Bounce Lands come in...
It's as bad as
they don't come in untapped.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
They don't come in untapped.
What?
They do not come in untapped. Yes. That's a replacement effect.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It is not a replacement. It's a triggered ability.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, it's not.
There we go.
Hold on.
It doesn't bounce.
Well, Shocklands come into play untapped. You don't have to pay two life. They changed that with the.
Yes, because they're the because they're not mountains anymore. Or they're not. They just come in as mountains.
I'm going to sleuth it.
I have no idea. I talked to a local judge. I won't name him just in case he's wrong. But he said they still come in tapped because it's a replacement effect. It's an but as it
anyway, thing. This Amulet Titan deck was really bad. The problem is, like, for three mana, I can play, like, Azusa.
Yeah, that's
or
good.
Just, like, get enough mana to play Primetime.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Primetime's good. Would you ever be interested in Wayward Swordtooth?
What?
Excuse you? Two and a green for a 5/5 with Ascend. You can play an additional land on each of your turns. It can't attack or block unless you have the City's Blessing.
I didn't know the extra land text.
Yeah, it's got
so
the extra
right.
land text. I don't think that's
you know what that'd be sweet with? Gitrog Monster, but
actually.
No, we're not standard
yeah, but we
anymore.
Can't do that, so EDH.
Interesting.
EDH for it. Yeah.
But I don't know, like I want this card to be good
something.
/ bad. Yeah, I want it to be something, but it's not.
I'm Is Aether Hub's ability a mana ability? It is, right? The remove or pay an energy or whatever. Yeah, that's true.
Well, this card just stops all of the flip lands, right?
It stops Ramunap Ruins. It does stop like Search for Us Content, doesn't it? Yeah. Which I guess is it's not the only one that matters. Like Growing Roots of Itlamok and Itlamok Cradle of the something or whatever. Yeah.
It
stops that one.
I mean, it makes sense
one.
Within Standard, right?
Yeah, I think so. Probably. Niche play in Modern, like really niche.
I mean,
it's no Blood.
If you ever play that card, and I'm going to question your your sanity because
it replaced itself, Peter.
Great. Cool. You drew another land. I don't know. It's a fetch land.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, you just SOL, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, it's
turns
not great.
Off fetch lands.
It does turn off fetch lands. Does that for both players? Yeah, that card is.
So if you have Sun and Moon in play, do you just automatically win?
I do think the Sun and Moon decks have to play it on flavor principle alone. Like the red-white Sun and Moon decks have to play Blood Sun, at least one.
I mean, honestly, why wouldn't you?
Cause bad.
Right.
But besides that, just flavor. How can you be called Sun and Moon if you're not playing Blood Sun and Blood Moon? Come on. Get with the program, people.
Anyway.
You guys paying attention to these other cards? Some of these cards are sweet.
So, here's another card.
Come on.
Talanilla's Summoner?
Yeah. Me and Daniel talked about this card.
Yeah, so like...
This thing's sweet.
This is a double exploited?
No, this is the one in a red for a 1/1.
Yeah. Oh. But and then it has a 10. Easy. So, yeah. Like, eventually...
Sure.
You know, you'll get City's Blessing. Wait, and maybe. Then whenever this thing attacks, you may pay...
Red X.
Yeah. If you do create X 1/1 red elemental creature tokens that are tapped and attacking at the beginning of the next end step, so not yours, but the next.
What is this card?
Exile those tokens unless you have the City's Blessing.
Talanilla's Summoner.
Yep. It's a 1/1.
Those tokens count towards your blessing though. Your City's Blessing. Like that's so like if you can put two or three mana into this, like you probably just keep the token.
Well, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's almost great if it had haste.
Oh, God,
I think if
this
card had haste,
oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it'd be shoved into a lot of weird stuff. But
I don't know because it's just a 1/1 with haste. Then because you're just playing on a turn 2 and attacking, which might be fine to be fair. But like,
but
I
this
don't
thing
know.
Closes like
it can. Oh yeah,
God, it just goes super wide.
Oh God,
so like it's kind of this is gonna be a kind of weird comparison, but it feels kind of like a Rabblemaster style card.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Where like if you get to untap with this thing, you just feel like pretty far ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like that's like this card seems like a game plan.
Yeah, for sure.
You just all right, next turn attack with two dudes or two tokens.
Yep.
Next turn make more tokens.
And yeah, and if they don't deal with it,
yeah.
Eventually you just get to keep the tokens, which is real good. It's not quite Young Pyromancer, but
it's about as close as we're ever going
to
get.
Yeah,
you know?
It's good. I think it's good.
Yeah, I don't even think it's close to Young Pyromancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's different. It just is different.
You're just not getting the added effect of whatever the spell is.
Yeah, that's true. Colin, there's a card in here that I thought you might or might not be interested in, Mr. Right. Creature Man. Card I'm interested in, Thrashing Brontodon.
What is that?
One green for a 3/4, pay one, sack to destroy a target artifact or enchantment. Like, I'm not... You have a tough time getting me to take Pride Mage out of my deck, but, like, this thing is...
It's, like,
very,
it's
very
like
good.
Not close to par with... Like Rexage, but like it's a bigger body.
I think it's maybe better than Rexage, honestly.
Really?
3/4. 3 mana, 3/4.
ETB?
It's a 3 mana, 3/4. It's not an ETB. It's just pay a generic colorless and you have to sack it to destroy target artifact.
No, that's straight up worse. Don't do that.
Is it worse than Pride Mage?
Yes.
Is it?
Exalted.
Exalted's very good, don't get me wrong, but like.
This thing's This is a hungry boy. This is a meaty boy.
I think it's
reasonable. Yeah, he's a meaty boy. You're going to have extra mana.
I think it's reasonable in Cocoa decks, honestly. Yeah. Like if you're ever trying to go wide with Cocoa, Pride Mage is not that good. Or Pride Mage is very good at going tall, like attacking with a Spell Queller of like a 3-4 or a 4-5.
Sure.
That's great. But if you're ever trying to like attack with a Knight and something else and like this, then 3-4 is better than 2-2.
Yeah, meaning like end of turn like Cocoa into this thing.
It is double green, though, which is somewhat harder on the mana sometimes.
The Green-White Company deck.
Yeah, yeah. For my deck specifically, green can be harder than Green-White. For the most part, it's not a problem.
You know, boy, I think is going to be pretty decent and standard.
What's up?
We got Galta, the Primal Hunter. He's the 12-mana 12-12.
The one that was spoiled
that costs less, where X is the total power of your creatures. Just think if you get to play like a turn 4 Regisaur Alpha and play this thing on turn 5.
Then you did it.
Like
it's green 12.
Green 10.
Green 10, yeah.
It costs X less.
Ooh.
Where X is the total number of power among creatures you control.
I'm trying to imagine a world in which Sultai Shadow could play this.
Stop. You stop that.
I'm going to try.
Actually, though.
We do not condone this man's behavior.
Just double Goyf is probably close to good enough. Yeah, right. Honestly.
Or here's a 10-10 Death Shadow.
Galta, I feel like it has to be terrible. Only because it looks really good.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't do anything immediately when it enters,
that's
right?
That's true.
Yeah, but it's a 12-12 with trample, dude.
He's a big boy.
He's a big meaty boy. He's
you know what's stupid? Harness Lightning can kill this thing. And probably
shut
will.
Your mouth.
It probably will. Stuff.
I don't think Standard's going to be like in a decent place until Energy leaves, but that's my hot take for the day.
The worst part about that is that we have all these cool cards that just won't see play.
Like Merfolk, I think Merfolk's going to be a sweet deck.
Merfolk
I think
might, it's gonna be pretty might powerful. Secretly be busted like
but
underneath the surface, but it'll never beat.
As long as you have Pierce Cub and then Harness Lightning. And
Well,
also Whirler Rotro. So.
Wow.
Speaking of Merfolk, World Shaper.
The 4-mana dude?
Green and 3.
Yeah.
And whenever it attacks, you may put the top 3 cards in your library into your graveyard. And then when this thing dies, put all the land cards from your graveyard onto the battlefield tapped.
It's a merfolk. I don't know what this creature does.
I don't know.
I don't understand it.
It's a 3-3, and it has synergies with Amulet of Vigor, so I'm in it.
Oh. Okay, so that's where we're going with this one.
I mean, unfortunately,
maybe not in Merfolk
4
deck.
Mana.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, you maybe do something with it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
It's close. Mm-hmm. It's close. So, along with the tribal themes, if vampires are good, which they're probably not, but if they are, Famished Paladin is probably really, really good.
Is that the Lord?
That is the 2-mana 3-3 that doesn't untap unless you gain life, but like every vampire in existence gains life. So.
Right. There's an infinite combo.
Probably.
Yeah, with it's an uncommon from Shadowmoor. It's something paladin.
Yeah, it's
the
like
white
tap.
Creatures you control have tap, gain one life.
Oh yeah. And he just goes infinite with that. Yeah, no, that card's sweet. I don't know that he'll get there in standard. 2-mana 3-3, good rate.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a 1-mana 2-1 vampire with ascend. I don't even think the ascend matters. I think they would like if there's a vampire deck and it has a 1-mana 2-1, they were just gonna play it anyway.
Right.
Like that was just in the deck.
There was like a mono white vampires deck for a while.
Yeah.
Was that the Pro Tour?
Don't
quote me, but I'm pretty sure it top aided. Looked pretty
Could've
good.
Been.
Does this fit into any kind of black white token build? Like
what
one?
The gain life guy or the flying guy?
Gain life guy.
Nah.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think. The vampire planeswalker that all your creatures gain lifelink until end of turn.
Oh, Sorin.
Yeah.
Sorin's very good.
4-mana Sorin.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's where you want to be.
Yeah,
it's tough to say. Tough to say. Sorin's really powerful, though.
Yeah.
So, might be good. Golden. How hard is Ascend going to be to get? Like, how hard is it going to be to get the City's Blessing?
Are you playing control?
Let's say no.
Then really hard.
Really hard.
But like, once you have Ascend, you have for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
So, like.
But it's a trigger, right?
Well, probably. It's not a trigger. Probably in standard. It's just a state based effect. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, like, you can't even respond to it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
I mean, as long as I keep you off at 10 permanents, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Golden Demise looked interesting because it could be a 1-mana board wipe. It's just all creatures get -2/-2 till end of turn. If you have the City's Blessing, only their creatures. But, like, if you're playing a control deck, you don't have dudes anyway. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. How do you beat a 12-12 dinosaur, though?
you give it my answer.
Answer me that, Austin Baker. How do you answer a 12-12 trample?
Liliana the Veil.
Oh, hey, that's that in standard?
No. Okay. Flood of Reflection. Tell me, is it bad? It exiles itself. It's blue. Return target instant sorcery card from a graveyard to your hand.
It's
exile
a sorcery.
It's bad, right?
Yeah, it's bad.
But it exiles itself. Mm. Anything that exiles itself makes me curious. I'm like, is this... There's a reason they made it exile itself, right? Right?
Well, what? There's maybe a reason they made Storm it a sorcery.
Tech.
Yeah. Like, honestly, no, that's the first place I thought it could be a Storm.
But just Noxious Revival is just better, right?
No. Noxious Revival puts it on top of your deck. This puts it into your hand.
So I got to pay 2 blue.
Yep.
Sorcery speed.
Yeah.
To get an instant or a sorcery and put it into my hand.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm off
100%.
It. 100%. I can't justify like paying that much mana for
it. Probably not. It's also blue, which is actually kind of hard for Storm. Like red would be much better. Much better. I'm kind of out. I think
something's going to happen in Vintage where like people are getting back time walks and
probably.
That's pretty
good. Aren't they already doing that?
No. Snapcaster time walk is a rare play that happens in Vintage.
Yeah, it has happened. But it's not necessarily.
Thing, and I don't watch like nearly enough Vintage to like.
Did you mention Trapjaw Tyrant? Colin, I know you brought that one up earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that boy.
This one could be good in Standard,
okay.
Like, for real.
5 mana, 5/5 Okay. With Enrage. Whenever it's dealt damage, you get to Banishing Light a creature.
Yeah. That does seem really sweet.
Until it leaves. Like, so the power level of all of these Enrage cards, solely based on how good the enablers are.
Right. Yep.
And I think the enablers in this set are, they kind of like, are close to knocking it out of the park with this one. You have that Flame Slash.
The Flame Slash is good.
Yeah. There's a dude that whenever a creature enters the battlefield, or whenever a dinosaur enters the battlefield under your control, you can have it deal 1 damage to each creature.
Yep. Yeah. And just that's an original.
Yeah.
Like,
and
no
he like
other.
He tutors for a dinosaur.
Yes.
When it enters, so like you just play that. Get your guy.
Yeah, the Forerunner.
Yeah.
Is good. Very good.
So then I can imagine a world in which we can power out a bunch of these creatures in a turn. Because he's a he's a 5 mana, right?
Yeah.
So it's like turn 5. And you get 1 Banishing Light if you have the entire combo.
Well, yeah. But like, if you can just deal your dude some damage. Oh, boy.
I mean, even in combat, though. Like,
sure.
Like, do you ever block that thing?
Yeah, no. Like, you almost can't.
Depends on how big you're... Like, if I have a Carnage Tyrant, sure. If I don't, maybe not. Like, how much energy do I want to pay into a cub to block it? Not very many.
At that point, you might already be a 5/5.
Yeah, I just want to let it hit me, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know. That card's going to do some weird
things. It's
like
Ripjaw Raptor.
Yeah.
You never want to block Ripjaw Raptor.
Yeah, no, not really. Of course, that card's not taking any play.
Yeah.
That said, its Enrage Enablers were... Like, the Enrage Enablers that are in this set were not printed yet. And the, like, support around it wasn't quite there. So, maybe now it'll start seeing some stuff. That card looks so good, though.
It's, like, weird on what colors you want to go into in this dinosaur deck. Because, like, both green-red, green-white, and red-white
seem equally
powerful.
Yeah, they all seem reasonable. And, like, Naya is just so hard. Yeah.
Super hard.
Yeah. Your mana
display energy.
Your mana is bad.
Oh. Yeah. There we go.
Just 4 Aether Hubs.
2 with Aether.
Done.
Touchdown.
Yeah, Naya would be the way to go if the man, like if it was RTR and, well, either set outside of RTR, like Theros or Innistrad, your mana is just so good you can just do it. But we're not at that point right now.
Yeah, especially when the lands that were included in this
tap lands.
They're tap lands.
Yeah.
Well, like you have to work to get your good lands.
We already have fast lands and with the buddy lands.
Yeah.
True.
Is that it? Is that all we have right now?
Yeah.
As far as dual lands, like good dual lands?
Well, and you have like the ones you can filter mana for, but I don't know if that's where you want to be.
Which ones are you talking about?
So you, there's like a couple lands that you like pay one mana of any kind and it changes to like another color.
Oh,
yeah. It's bad.
Unknown Shores.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh,
but
sure.
It's not,
yeah. But if you're trying to fix mana, like it's a thing you can do. Yeah, you're basically paying one extra for a spell to fix mana. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
One more one that like... has caught the heck out of my eye.
Yeah.
Azor's Gateway. 2 mana, legendary artifact.
Yes.
1 mana tap, draw a card, then exile a card from your hand.
Yeah.
if cards with five or more different converted mana costs are exiled with Azor's Gateway, you gain five life, yeah, untap it, and then transform it. It turns it to Sanctum of the Sun. Yeah. There's a legendary land that tap, add X mana of any one color, where X is your life total. That seems insane.
You have to exile so, five cards.
Yeah, but you're drawing cards.
It's a loot house. Turn. It's a sort of loot house, which is
Okay, so you're with a loot house. Like, ideally, you're in some kind of like controlly build, right?
Mm-hmm. Possibly. Yeah.
So what's your payoff in control? You use Sphinx Rev for like Walking 30? Ballista.
Just make a 12-12 Walking Ballista.
That's actually kind of
kill him.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You can play the big
Fireball.
Play the big blue guy.
Fireball.
The big blue dinosaur.
Yeah, he's so bad.
What?
He's so bad.
I think that guy's good.
Depending on which one you're talking about.
The
Mystic Remora thing.
Nazal. Primal Tide.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be countered. You have no maximum hand size. Whenever opponent casts a non-creature spell, draw a card. And then you can discard three cards to flicker him.
Can we storm with this card?
Pie bet.
No. It's whatever your opponent casts.
Pie bet right now. Pie bet?
I will pie bet with you that there's going to be a blue control deck that plays at least one of these.
Main or in the sideboard?
Main deck.
Main deck.
Shaheen Serrani, if you're listening.
Oh my gosh. That doesn't count. Shaheen's going to force bad.
He's
going
to play this card, either that or Azor.
You know what's going to happen? Like Yasuoka's going to jam it, and he's going to be in the top eight and be like, yeah, don't play this
deck. Don't play this deck. It's bad.
How did I get here?
I top eighted, but, you know.
This thing does not appeal to me hardly at all, I don't think.
All right, tell me how bad this card is. Yeah. Silent Gravestone.
Oh, it's so bad.
Pretty bad.
I don't know.
Four mana.
No. It's one mana. Cards in graveyards can't be the targets of spells or abilities. One mana. No.
Yeah, but you have to pay four mana to draw a card.
Oh, yeah. It's like the weird...
Yeah, whenever you want, but for one mana...
What does it stop? I mean, I guess stop Snapcaster.
Yeah,
that's
it's
really
like a
it.
Weird
it can
cage.
Stop everything, but it doesn't always.
Yeah. Four mana is a lot for the exile effect.
You're right.
That's true, but like...
You draw a card, right? We were on that. It replaces itself earlier,
yeah, but that's
right?
For four mana. Bloodsun just does it.
Yeah. We don't care about Azor, I guess. That's not our control finisher of choice. Things of Rev on a stick, don't care.
In standard?
Yeah, sure.
I still think that... I will have another pie bet.
Do you remember standard when everybody was casting Sphinx Rev?
Yes.
You
I was on the wrong side
that
of that.
You know how miserable that was?
It was fine.
Let's not do that again.
Yeah, I don't know. We're really missing the best card in this set. Zakama, Primal Calamity.
Is it the three-headed
it's
monstrosity?
It's the 9-mana 9/9 with Vigilance, Reach, and Trample. When it enters the battlefield, untap all your lands.
If you cast it.
If you cast it from your hand.
Oh.
No, just if you cast it. Mm-hmm. No, you have to cast it. You can't reanimate this thing. I mean, you can reanimate this thing. Don't recommend, but you can reanimate it. Yeah, you can pay some mana to have some abilities, like Bolt a Creature, Artifact or Enchantment, or gain 3 life, Naturalize or gain 3 life.
You just got to have the mana to do it, right? I mean, you untap.
Well, you untap 9 lands at least, so touchdown.
So you can't. So this is like the non-cheatiest cheat card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fair. Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be a really good in Commander.
Yeah. Oh,
you
sure.
Just get to untap all your lands every time you cast in Commander. Yeah.
Well,
you don't have to cast it from your hand.
Is it when it enters the battlefield and tap your lands?
Yep. When ETBs.
Oh, no, I think he's getting countered.
Yeah.
Logic not for one.
Borinclex, get that out of here.
Then you just cast again. Just cast it again.
Stop.
Yeah.
Two turns later.
It's in green, so you have ramp spells. I'm very tongue-in-cheek about that being a good card, but...
It could be. It'll be a Commander.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, no, for Commander for sure.
No, like the Commander, because it's
right? Of course.
It's just Naya.
It's also an Elder Dinosaur. How about that text line?
What does Elder mean?
Who knows?
How old is Elder in Dinosaur?
Something Wizards puts on cards.
Tommy Collin?
Rar XD. There we go.
Got him. Can Vampires ever be a modern deck now that they have a 2-mana Lord? And now that Merfolk has, I think, a 26th 2-mana Lord?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they have a 190th
Are we counting Phantasmal Image?
Sure.
Why not?
They were already
Merfolk
playing
Lord?
24 Lords. So
yeah, right.
I don't know.
It'll never be as good as Merfolk in modern, right? Vampires?
Sure. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean people won't try. I think it's a great like budget Lord-ish deck, right?
Weirdly enough, I think it could beat Merfolk in Modern.
No. Spreading Seas? How do you beat that card?
How do you beat Vampire Nighthawk?
Oh, you right? You right, though.
Just gain two. Like, and then you like make it a 3-4.
So the problem is, if you're black-white,
no, you're definitely
you can
Mardu.
You can never kill the card Spreading Seas.
That's fine.
That, we're, like, we're, wear
we're,
tear.
We're Mardu. It's fine. We're Mardu because we have to have strong Kurt Captain. The red black one that gives first strike and
plus one.
That's sweet.
Stormkirk.
Cabin.
Plus, there are a lot of sweet like madness vampire effects.
Can you can do a lot of like
there's some diff curse.
So if you play Falcon Wrath Gorger, the one that gives all your vampires madness.
And then you get to play like Faithless Looting.
Yep.
If you want to, you can also just do
Blood Crazed. It's not Blood Crazed Paladin. It's the one that. From Shadows that flips, and when it flips, they sacrifice their creatures.
Oh, Voldaren Pariah? Yeah. Oh my god, that card is amazing. She's my pre-release card. Oh, I like that card.
She's sweet.
Yeah, no, that I think that card's like very missing a home, is what it is.
Yeah. Well, the problem is like you got to have four creatures, right? Three and plus her.
Probably, yeah.
Could
but
they
like,
just like kill it with the
They could just kill it.
The flip on the stack.
Yeah, no, that's true, and that's fine. The idea being them sacking three dudes is much worse than you sacking three dudes, because if you're a vampire deck, you can just play like there's a lot of vampires that make tokens. There's a lot of there's a lot of things from this set that's just like tokeny stuff. Oh, I'll sack three whatever tokens and you sack actual things. So
yeah, that's why you get to play Sorin, and then like you just gain 30 life and still lose to Valcute.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Welcome to mod.
So
terrible
another,
place.
My last card. is Swift Warden. Green one merfolk with flash. When it enters the battlefield, target merfolk you control gains hexproof. That's fantastic.
Seems pretty good.
One it's on three. So like your Aether Vial gets kind of weird, right?
Yeah. So in the blue green deck, like you kind of don't want your vials to be on three.
Yeah.
Because you're playing so many like two mana lords. That if you ever play a. Mare Reedry.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to want to, like, machine gun lords out.
Right. So, that was my point. It's like, you'll never Aether Vial this thing in, so but you'll always have your lands untapped.
It's close.
Like, yeah. It's like, close.
So, like, the big problem with this guy is the double green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
100%.
That's the problem with a lot of the merfolk in this, like, set for modern viability.
Yes.
The 3-mana 2/1 that explores twice, that was 2 and a green. I think that boy would be pretty good in modern fish.
Yeah.
But one double green is pushing it.
We'll see. I'm excited to see like where Merfolk goes from here.
Yeah, me too.
Because they're two different deck plans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I don't know. Surely blue-green. Is blue-green the accepted better Merfolk deck in modern right now?
Well, I mean, they're both not different? Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like,
yeah. That's fine.
I'm not the Merfolk guy.
Yeah.
So,
fair enough.
I mean, in a world where one can work, surely the other has a place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, you got to face down the 12-12
dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With trample.
What a weird world we live in.
Or just a 1-mana death shadow. But, you know, it's true. Same difference.
It's true.
I'm hungry.
Both our planeswalkers are terrible, right?
Yeah.
I think Angrath's decent.
Is
it 5-mana dude?
Rakdos guy?
Yeah.
Rakdos guy.
Sweet. He's like 1-mana too expensive, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
His minus 3 is bad. It's just a threaten effect. Yeah, it's just like a doesn't do anything. The plus 1 is not necessarily relevant, although it can win the game if you do it 10 times.
Yeah, so like there's this red black walkers deck that's going around in modern right now.
Oh, yeah. Somebody played it recently.
Fabiano.
Yeah, that's who did. Played it. Yeah.
And I could see that deck played like one Obnixilus Reignited.
Yeah.
And I could see this instead.
But there instead. Obnixilus draws cards. This doesn't draw cards.
Yeah, but like you're also like an Ensnaring Bridge deck. So like you don't necessarily like want to draw cards.
That's true. I forgot to play Bridge.
But then don't you just like play Nahiri?
Touchdown.
Well, then you're playing a third color. You see, this deck's also like a Blood Moon deck.
Oh,
so like you can't play Mardu.
So, all right, if that's how you're gonna win. Yeah,
that is how I'm gonna win. Not really.
Yes, sir.
With Blood Sun too.
Blood Sun flavor.
Plus, this thing can like just kill Goyfs. You get it. Attack with their Goyf.
And you sack it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is like a removal spell. All right. Yeah. All right. I'll just get my.
I'll have to think about what Voice of Resurgence's text says. I don't think the token goes into play under its owner's control.
So you could have a voice token?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
It's not nothing. It will, honestly, nothing. I don't care about having a voice token. I just don't want my opponent to have a voice token.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's the real thing there. There's now Talarian Academy.
Oh, that the flip Talarian Academy?
Yeah. That doesn't do anything.
It's really difficult to flip, if I remember right.
Oh, yeah. You have to have five or more artifacts.
Yeah.
In play.
That's the truth. Yeah, no, yeah. If you just had them in your deck, that'd be much
easier. Well, hold on. How much mana is it to cast?
Four.
Yeah, Affinity is never cast.
Yeah, no.
What if it had Affinity for artifacts, though?
Journey to Eternity is an enchantment.
I think that one's, like, kind of sweet.
Yeah, whenever an enchanted creature dies, return it to the battlefield under your control.
Just reanimates creatures?
Yeah, and then return Journey to the... to Eternity under the battlefield transformed, and you can pay five and reanimate anything from your graveyard.
Yeah.
Can't reanimate from their graveyard.
Oh, that'd be sick.
And that'd be just busted. Oh, Godfrey's gift would look so bad.
Gashoth.
No.
Or not Gashoth. Galta.
Yeah, Galta.
Get back my Galta.
I'll just get back this 12-12. Way to
5 minutes, 12-12.
Touchdown.
We did it. Plus, you can just keep doing it.
Yes.
The creature dies. Oh, do it again next turn.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
Bam bop. Truth. Bada bing pow.
I don't know how you stop that.
That. It also is just a rainbow land, on the other, which is kind
of... All of them are.
No, they're. I didn't pay attention.
Do you guys really think Galta's that bad?
Yeah.
What?
Probably.
How are you casting that?
You just have dudes on the board, and he's a 4 drop.
Okay, do you have dudes on the board when their Thrag Tusk is an 8-8?
I'm talking about standard, boy.
When their Thrag Tusk is an 8-8?
Maybe their Thrag Tusk.
Or your... Cub.
Cub. Cub's
an 8-8. An 8-8?
Yeah.
How do you beat that?
I don't know. So, Shapen... Shapen and Flores, I'm serious, I think... Though, like, or, I think it was Shapen was having, like, a discussion with some other sort of high-level Magic pro, and they're like, how good would a creature... like, how much would a 2020 vanilla cost?
Probably, like, 10 mana.
I think that... like, or, like, how good would a creature have to be... or whatever, to be like a 2020 and be playable, like just 2020 vanilla.
And it's like, you'd have to come from a land and be indestructible.
Well, like, yeah, well, that's true. But they were talking about how, like, would a 5 mana 2020 be good? No. I think that was their conclusion. It was just like, not really. And, like, maybe it is.
Vanilla? Yeah.
Yeah, very vanilla. Like, you just block with, like, Lingering Souls or something.
I mean,
like that.
You can't put them in standard because.
No, I think it'd be like probably pretty good.
Actually, the new exile effect they put in would be really good.
something.
We found the niche. It's playable. It's playable.
Yeah, but that card's probably bad.
This guy's trample. Okay.
All right.
That's the last I got to say about it.
He does have trample.
I think it's a good card.
It does have trample. Peter, how do you feel about Sphinx's Decree?
Read to me that card.
Orym's Chant, but not. It's a 1 and a white for a sorcery. Each opponent can't cast instant or sorcery spells during that player's next turn.
I think it's great in standard.
It's Time Walking in Storm.
Yeah, I think it's great in standard.
In standard, yeah.
I think if you're going to play a silence effect, you just play silence.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're definitely right. Yeah. Well, I feel dumb now. I forgot silence
is
a card.
No, but, like, but that's the thing. Like, silence is such a good card, but it's just not played.
That's true.
And
that's true.
If this card,
yeah, in any sideboard at all, even if they're bad against Storm, they're just like not playing Silence. So
that's fine. I mean, every text is sweet though.
What is it?
It says be still.
Oh,
that's it.
Azor.
I'm in it.
Yeah, no, it's a cool card. I was like, oh man, this is good Storm tech. And then I realized Silence is just a thing, so that's fine.
I'd rather just Giga Drowse, just tap out for no reason.
I'm sure you would. Yeah, Blazing Hope's bad. It's not Path. So that's not great.
What if it was, though? Like, why can't we get...
Path and Standard?
Yeah.
Put Swords of Plowshares in Modern. See how messed up that goes. It's probably not.
I think it's fine.
Probably whatever. No, the problem is, like, the density of removal spells then. You just play, like...
Just play Mardu at that point, then.
Mardu, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you probably don't play Mardu until they give you Stoneforge. Then you play Mardu. Or don't.
Mardu. Please don't give us that card.
Yeah.
Please.
I think, no, it's too good, but also unban it. But don't, but like do. You know what I mean? Like I'll play it because I will. You know what I'll play it alongside? Dark Confidant and Tarmogoyf. I won't care. That'll be good enough for me.
That's a lot of colors. You're never casting Lily.
Three of them.
You're never casting Lily.
No, I will.
What?
Yeah, it's
how many swords are you playing in that
deck? Just an deck. Swords of Pleasures? Or swords, just swords?
No swords.
Two.
And a Batter Scroll?
Yeah.
One or two?
One.
What?
Yeah, just one.
You only need one.
Yeah, you only need one. It wins the game.
Yeah. All right, fair.
And then something to give my artifact shroud. Probably not.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, no. Kolgan's Command messes
Padim.
Up.
It's modern.
Did it.
Here we go.
That card saw Legacy play.
No, it didn't.
It didn't.
Jeremy just posted a picture of a trade binder.
Yeah.
Tried to meme us.
Yeah.
Look at this deck.
Look how good this deck is, Jeremy.
Jeremy, you just bought those cards.
Yeah, like, that's not real.
Somebody came in and was like, I have these to sell.
Yeah. And Jeremy's like,
it just happened to be 60 cards.
I'll give you next.
Like, it wasn't even 60 cards. Was the thing. I think it was like 46 cards.
Yeah, something like that. And, yeah.
Somebody play this deck.
Yeah. I was close, and then I realized I had to put any amount of money into it, and then I said no.
Right.
Yeah.
Please play this deck. I'll sell it to you.
Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
Bold marketing strategy.
Yeah. Works on some.
This just plays second over somewhere in Japan. Play it.
I mean, that's why. I mean, that's why we have coverage for Magic, though, right?
Like, truth. I guess so. Although
we're not getting anything out of that.
They're trying to keep the man down. Still want data getting out. Remember when like MTG Goldfish had like 40,000 or 100,000 modern analyzed like percentages based on whatever, and then Wizard just like, hey, stop that.
Yeah, now you have to go to Reddit and go into the comment section and comment what you played against in what round so they can formulate it all.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then you get dudes with, I went 2-1 at FNM with a five color pyromancer.
2-1-1 FNM report. I'm like, oh.
I played this new Elder Dragon or Elder Dinosaur. Yeah.
I'm not making fun of like anybody on Reddit. I just downvote you.
Why are you being rude to me, Peter?
Do it, dude. Stop me and I'll just cast Lava Spike.
I just want to like censor that for no reason. Yeah. Hey, Galta does not trigger Eidolon of the Grey Revel.
Oh.
Just out of range.
Put it in all of your sideboards.
See, please. We're also playing where Ancients Tread. So when it enters the battlefield,
what is happening?
Is 12 ball.
Oh, that's true.
What are you actually, Pandemonium. Now we can't play that.
Did it.
It's not modern legal.
Sorry, ears.
Yeah.
Wait.
Sorry,
ETB, untap your lands.
Oh, no, I'm talking about...
No, the 12-12.
I'm talking about 12-12.
Oh, yeah.
Either or.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I was just thinking about the ETB, untap your lands.
Just Tron.
Dinosaurs.
Just Tron them. Triatron.
Is there
no.
something that lets you, like, whenever a mana's out of your mana pool, you can change it to mana of any color? That'd be sweet. No. Chromatic Lantern almost does
no,
that.
No, but you can play Panharmonicon, and then
okay.
untap your lands, tap them, and then they'll untap again. And then you can tap them again.
Touchdown.
What?
What do you do? How do you beat that?
With a 9-mana guy.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Maybe. All ETB triggers are...
Yeah.
Happened twice.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I forgot how Panharmonicon worked. I thought it was a Paradox Engine.
Almost.
Yeah. Different. Why don't we just play Spine of Ishshaw on our Panharmonicon Tron deck?
You stop that. You shut your mouth.
No, that's bad. We can just play Ulamog.
You stop. What?
But you can sack your Spine of Ishshaw with Phyrexia's Core.
Wait. Analyze. Speaking of Ulamog, there was a new card that says exile a creature card and then return it to the battlefield.
Okay.
In this newest set.
That's fine.
And it literally reads, do Ulamog twice.
Oh, no. Ulamog's cast trigger.
Ulamog's cast trigger.
Are you sure?
Boy.
No, yeah, 100%. I would have reanimated
I've
that
lost the turn for Ulamog enough to...
Maybe it's... It's got to be one of the other Eldrazi guys.
Is it a white dude?
They're all cast triggers.
Are they? Really?
Yeah. Is it a white spell?
No, it's a blue.
The, like, the little ones are ETBs. Not even, like, Eldrazi Obligator or Bearer of Silence. Like, those are all cast triggers, too.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a blink effect.
Is Secrets of the Golden City terrible? It's just divination, but if you have Ascend, it draws three. Blue, blue, two, blue, blue, one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes on
Divination's
that.
Divination's been
easier ways to draw three cards.
Divination's been playable in Standard before,
but,
like...
Yeah, it's been fine. But if there's a control deck, like...
Is that this Standard, though? I don't think so.
I don't know. Let's call up LSV. Actually, he won't know either. He doesn't even know what this set looks like yet, so that's weird. But we'll call up Brad Nelson. He's already tested 4,000 games.
Hey, Shirt Tug, I got a question for you.
He does.
I'm sure he'll open Twitter handle to that.
Yeah.
Twitter handle at Shirt Tug.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Maybe that's what I'll change it to and just put a picture of Mike Segrist as my
profile. I'm still impressed by Basic Mountain. Like, how beautiful
Patrick
is that?
Sullivan?
Patrick Sullivan, yeah. How did he get Basic Mountain? Who knows?
The beginning of Twitter's, I don't know.
Yeah. What about Warkite Marauder? I'm still, like, looking through the set thinking
the blue one
could be good. Yeah, it's when he attacks, makes something a 0/1 till end of turn.
It's Oven Eyes.
Yeah, probably bad. It's probably bad. I'm still trying to find the blinks. Oh, I found it. Release to the Wind.
Yeah, read it.
Wait, no. This exile's target island permanent for as long as that card remains exiled. You may cast without paying its mana cost.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
That is.
It's in blue though.
So what?
Oh,
mono blue drawn.
You have baubles actually. Her stars, chromatic things.
Yeah. Mono blue Tron.
We're not mono blue Tron.
Corey Hodge, where you at?
It's how many mana?
Two or three? Sorry, one in a blue, two in a
two.
Two. Sorry, I'm stroking out. That's two right. In a blue.
That's still pretty good. Cast triggers
could be fine. You get to. It's a removal and spell. ETB it's triggers. Actually a removal spell.
Well,
is it a thing you control?
No, because they can recast it. So like at instant speed, sure.
No, hold on. Does that exile target non-land permanent? For as long as a card remains exiled, its owner may cast without paying its mana cost.
Right.
Tilt.
So, but I mean, like, you do that in your turn on a Planeswalker for some stupid reason. Like, to get rid of a Gideon if he's got a Gideon.
Oh, yeah, no, that's actually sweet. And then they have to recast it.
Right.
That's fine.
And plus, it's your turn, so you'd swing for lethal.
Yeah, that's true.
What's going on over there, buddy?
There's a card called Sea Legs.
There is. Yeah,
it has flash. And the creature gets +0/+2 if it's a pirate. But if it's not, it gets -2/-0. It's really funny.
Yeah. You're weaker if you're not a pirate. No, it's...
Is that a story card? Tell me it's a story card.
When the waves pick up, either you find your feet or you lose your launch. R.
What a ridiculous
card. I added the R.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell.
Why don't you do all the flavor decks?
As one nature lifts its voice to tell you this. No.
It's happening.
That is sweet.
Welcome to Flavor Cast.
I want to see that in foil.
Oh, that negate?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so good.
I think it's good. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Welcome to Dead on Board, where we talk about card arts to the audio listeners.
Apparently, we're super casual.
Yeah, at this point, I think this is episode 10 or 9?
9.
We're on nine?
Episode 9. They
what are we
going to
do for our 10-episode special, boys?
Giveaway.
Cast in the nude? I don't know.
I will 100% do that.
I think I'm going to skip that
one. I'm actually a nudist when I'm in my house. So
I have a theory about this set.
Hit me.
So a while ago, they changed how Standard rotated.
Truth.
And I think a lot of the Ascend mechanics, because they weren't prevalent in the first Ixalan, you know.
This is a new mechanic.
Right. It's totally new. But none of the Ixalan mechanics really benefit this, if I'm correct, the Ascend mechanic.
It's its own deal.
Right.
And
plays
well with World of Retro, so.
A lot of the stuff in Ixalan made, like, tokens, like treasure tokens.
Truth.
Oh, and they do count as permanents. Yeah, that's something.
Marionette Master.
Yeah.
Fabricate spells.
Fabricates are great.
Yeah.
But I guess my angel? Theory is, like, when they changed the rotation, they kind of bunked up how sets were going to be released. And in the way the next set... where are we going next? What's it called?
Dominaria.
Dominaria?
I'm back.
I have a feeling that set's going to have a lot of, like, X target permanents on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm. You think you, like, create a bunch of tokens or something like that?
Because, like, not doing the Planeswalkers in Ixalan or Rivals of Ixalan, for that matter, really create that many permanents. Is that correct?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there's not really any, like, go-wide strategies, per se.
No.
Yeah, no.
It just seems really out of place.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird mechanic. I have, like I said, none of us really know if it's good or not. Yeah. I think the consensus is it's not.
I think we're under, like, estimating how often we have 10 permanents in play.
Yes. Yes.
And especially when the games go slow, like in Standard. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Standard's kind of a slugfest, but, like, even then, everybody's playing dudes, and those dudes tend to just brawl and die.
Yeah.
So it is mostly, like, do you have 10 lands / artifacts, enchantments?
Yeah, I think in, like, plus the energy mirrors, you're not, like, unless you have a Glorybringer, I don't think you're attacking a lot, are you?
The energy mirrors are just very dependent on board states, and, like, there's no, like, one, I don't think you can say one thing about an energy mirror that's like, true all the time.
That's 100% fair.
Just kill all your opponent's creatures, hope all your creatures live.
Yeah, dude.
And then...
Play the Torrential Gearhulk.
Yeah, there you go. Start with turn 2 cub, step 1. Patent Negation, their kill spell.
Mm-hmm.
Angel's Grace on your upkeep, and then
win.
Yeah, then you win. If you do those things, you will be DQ'd and win that game.
Profit?
No. I have Platinum Angel. No, I can't lose.
I can't. Uh-oh. I concede the game. Unfortunately, I have Platinum Angel.
I have Platinum Angel.
We're gonna be here forever.
What a good copypasta.
pretty good.
Yeah.
It comes up, like, it, like, resurfaces, like, every few months or so, and it's pretty good.
Just the whole Platinum Angel bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Good.
Well, this card's sweet. Tetsamok.
I was just looking at that one, too. Yeah. The Black Elder Dinosaur?
It's so bad. It's so
what do you
good.
Mean it's so bad?
It's so good. It's bad. It's good.
How is it bad?
It's terrible.
Does it mean it's standard good?
Could be sweet.
It's a, so it's a 6 mana 6/6 with Death Touch.
Yeah.
You can pay black and reveal it from your hand to put a prey counter on target creature, and you can only do it during your turn. And when it enters the battlefield, you destroy each creature your opponents control with a prey counter on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
That seems super sweet, yeah. Right?
So if you just have nothing to do, you're like, here's a prey counter.
Yeah, you have to do it on your turn, which is not a big deal necessarily, but yeah.
Here's this. Here's 8/8 cub, prey counter.
Then you die.
Yeah. You gotta cast
that. Noxious Gear Hulk is like the same mana cost, right? Or is it 5?
Noxious is 6.
6.
Is it 6?
Yeah, but only gets one dude.
I feel like this dude.
This can get more dude.
It can. That's like 8 mana investment.
Are you just. If it's just in your opening hand, like, and you're not killing dudes.
On turn one, are you putting a prey counter or something?
Yeah. If they play a dude, sure.
Yeah.
And then mono red's going to kill you, but it's fine.
Like, what are you doing with your turn? If you don't have fatal push, like.
Casting a gifted Aetherborn.
Yeah.
That's turn two.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Oh, okay. Well,
supposedly.
Sure. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly turn two.
Lotus Petal.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'll do it. Bet.
What's like the lamest Lotus Petal, like, you can think of?
The lamest?
Yeah.
Like what? You can play off a Lotus Petal? Yeah. Just terrible?
Another Lotus Petal?
Because there's a Thalia out.
Yeah, because there's a Thalia.
Okay, that's pretty good. Storm. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. What's the lamest thing that costs like one mana?
I can only think of Commander Jank cards.
All right. I can think of the best play. Island.
Dark Ritual.
Lotus Petal.
Yep.
Sack Lotus Petal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Stormcrow.
That'll be it for today.
Serious.
Or Crowstorm. That gives you 2 Stormcrows, dude.
You need 3 mana
for that.
So it gives you 4 Crowstorms. Stormcrows. It gives you 4.
Wow.
We just broke something. I don't know.
Supposedly.
Yeah. No, that's pretty bad. That's all pretty bad. I don't know. There's a lot of lame things you could put into play with Lotus Petal. But, you know, whatever.
Overall, I think this set's, like, super sweet.
No, the set's really? Cool.
Yeah.
I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum.
This set's, like...
I think it's a bomb.
Really? You don't like
it?
Yeah,
people are already talking about how nobody's buying enough product.
What? Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
What?
And then Rudy did a video, like, everybody should buy product. I'm like, oh, all right, dude. Like, it's just because you bought a bunch and
okay,
now
guy who has a lot of product. Yeah.
So, like...
You sound like somebody who has a lot of product to sell.
With... this opinion comes after... Energy leaves. Yes. I think this set's great after energy leaves.
Sure.
Yeah,
it just
probably.
Opens the floodgates.
If you want to do Ixalan set constructed, I'll play with you.
You just do
block.
Hour. You just do Amonkhet plus Ixalan.
Ixalan.
I think it's good.
Does Kaladesh go with Dominaria?
No. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Shoot.
It all comes in and it all goes together.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yep. Rats. That's why it's so odd to me. Like,
gosh darn it.
I understand why they did it. And I still think it's the best call they could have made.
To change the rotation?
Yeah.
So technically, Kaladesh should have gone with... If you went back to like the 18-month schedule...
Right.
Kaladesh should have gone with... No, that's not right.
No. We're on the 18-month thing,
we
right?
are. We are on the 18th.
That's where we are now. But they had it where it would have rotated months. Out. Yeah.
They had it a year.
Oh, that's right. We're back on the... Okay. Huh.
But...
I thought it was on 2 years at one point. No. Was that before the 3-block thing?
Probably.
I've been playing Standard for a long time, and then I didn't play, and then I did. So
now nobody does.
Look at that. It's weird when they do it with time instead of sets being released.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I think it's actually the same amount of sets between rotations now. Because Kaladesh was a fall set, right?
I think so.
Because Aether Revolt was released in January. Yes.
Yeah.
And then we've had Fatal Push for over a year now.
Yep.
Man, that's weird.
I remember being at home during Christmas break last year. They said Fatal Push, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think that card's like just whatever, but it's just changed a lot of formats.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's the best and worst thing to happen to every format.
I don't want to say worse.
I don't even think it, like...
I don't, absolutely. Like, how many decks did it kill?
Zero.
How No, it warped the format.
Did it?
I don't think it warped the
format. I don't think it warped the format at
all. How many lightning bolts are we playing now? Not playing four?
Two or three. Four, sometimes.
Remember used to play four? Yeah. All
so
the time?
So, you know what I play four in? Grixis.
Sure. Yeah, I play four in Grixis.
You know how many Fatal Push I play?
Two.
Yeah. The card is super weird because, like, it had an immediate and dramatic impact on a bunch of deck lists, but, like, honestly, it didn't change the format that much. Maybe. I don't know. Did anything really get worse? It's like Zoo decks were just always bad. Don't play those.
Like,
It's just like slightly better tempo stuff.
Right.
That's it. It just like took terminate spots, which is probably wrong.
I mean, like in most circumstances, it's better than Path to Exile now. Right?
I can never get behind that statement. I know like you're not the only person to say it. Like Reed Duke hates Path to Exile. And he would probably stand on a soapbox for days.
The recent Abzan list he played zero of them.
Yep,
and played like two Maelstrom Pulses and like a Murderous Cut. And I'm like, Reed, just play Path, Jesus. He won't do it, which I don't really understand. Like Path's good. Giving them land is like some doing it early is a cost. Yeah, but like after turn six, who cares? What are you doing?
I mean, even after like turn three.
Yeah, turn three, four, whatever. Doesn't matter.
But I think push led to a weird resurgence in Tron.
Because it's just so dead there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't do anything.
And like they get to play it too.
Right.
Yeah, and
Green-Black. I think Green-Black's the best Tron.
Green-Black Tron is very good. I played it once, and it was great.
They get to play Thought-Not and laugh at you with your Fatal Push in hand?
If you can trigger it, if you can fetch in response and kill the Thought-Not, but like then they just get to take whatever card you drew or whatever was good in your hand, so it's like...
Right.
You're kind of forced to do that, though.
Plus, you're boarding out Fatal Push against them. So that's weird. But yeah, no, it's reasonable. It's definitely reasonable.
Against Eldrazi Tron?
Oh, Eldrazi Tron? Oh, I thought we were just talking like out of the board, a lot of like green, black or something. No, against Eldrazi Tron?
I think you kind of have to keep it in. There's so many other things.
I think I'd cut Fatal Push. What are you killing?
Killing Thought-Not Seers. You're killing.
Okay, like, Thought-Not Seers is reasonable. One other thing.
I mean, even like killing Walking Ballista.
You never kill Walking Ballista. You just take damage for your trouble. Maybe that's worth it.
If they do it on turn two, like...
Sure.
Don't tell me you're not fatal pushing.
No, sure. Yeah, I'd fatal push Ballista.
If they go turn one and two Tron land and just a 1-1 Ballista...
Yeah, okay. Okay, sure. Like, I got to push
if
it.
If they have, like, natural Tron, I'm going to feel silly if I don't, like, kill
this if you don't push it. Yeah, probably. I guess so. But, like, you don't really want to push Matter Reshapers.
It's weird.
Like, sometimes you do, most times you don't. Like, I don't know. It's because, like, most times they just draw something
pretty
bigger
busted.
Better. Yeah, it's like, or they just like, wow, look, you just got me Tron. Now I can.
Right. Tron twice. Look at that.
Yeah. So, I don't like killing Matter Reshaper that much unless I can exile it. Most of them I don't really care, but, like, you're never killing a Thought-Not Seer, or not Thought-Seer, a Reality Smasher, or, like, an Endbringer. Or Ulamog. That guy just doesn't die. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a beefy boy.
Yeah.
It's a
big dude. And so, like, I think that's it also speaks to, like, the resurgence in Jeskai is because they get to play Path, and they're not playing push.
Yeah. Also, Jeskai's removal for little dudes sometimes goes right between your opponent's eyeballs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Lightning Helix to your face. Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Electrolyze.
Yeah. Electrolyze is absurd. Mm-hmm. How did Electrolyze come back? I don't know. The card's great.
Because Lingering Souls is always going to be a thing.
Maybe, I guess. Like, it was not in any Jeskai deck for a long time. And, of course, that was when we were playing, like, the Nahiri packages before any of us knew that it was maybe not that good. And nobody was playing Electrolyze because, also, I think it was bad. But that card has gotten me so much value and also just been a blowout against me. Because it killed my birds. Makes me sad.
Yep.
But, yeah, no, Electrolyze is great. Really, really good. But, no, Jeskai's good. Jund is bad. Unless you're playing Shadow, and even then, it's like medium at best.
Yeah, I'm still not sold. I think it's one card away from being really good. And the problem is, like, so when I played 5-color Shadow, you wanted to be really fast, right? Like, you needed to be aggressive.
You were, like, you had a very clear game plan, and you were not trying to wait around for things to happen.
Right.
Yeah. It was just like, get in, get busy.
Can't do that now.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Jeskai. Tron's just doing it better.
That might be true. Yeah. I do think you do need something like proactive and modern to some degree. I think Jeskai is the only deck that can actually afford to be very reactive because they have a good swath of answers to actually a large portion of the format. They're good against Storm, good against Death Shadow for the most part.
I don't know. I got dumpstered by Storm
this
weekend.
Yeah. to be fair, like really good Storm players can find ways.
Just wait until he had like 5-6 lands in
play.
Yeah,
yeah. If they wait till they can find one, and it's like they just draw go, and you're like, well, yeah. I can't draw enough counters to keep up with whatever he's drawing.
Cryptic, bounce a land, draw a card.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
at any point did you wish that you had Geist of Saint Traft?
Yeah, see, I those like Geist lists.
Against Storm,
yeah.
But like my sideboard cards that I brought in, I think were better than.
What did you bring in against them?
Three Dispels,
yep.
Another Negate,
yep.
Two Ruined Halos.
Sure. Oh, that's funny.
And Engineered Explosives.
Yep.
You need to start bringing in Counterflux.
I don't play a card like that. It's going to be Windbreak Trap.
Yeah, Trap's pretty good.
Yeah.
But be ready for Giga Drowse.
Oh, my retract would just be zero.
No. No, I'm aware. I'm saying. Like, you need to have an effect that gets rid of all that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but if, like, they Giga Drowse me and I have Mind Break Trap in hand, it, like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad we
agree. No, I'm just saying.
Glad
like,
we agree.
I agree with
I'm
you.
Not saying that's a bad card. I'm just saying, like, you're going to need one of those effects now.
Well, like a Mind Break Trap or a Counterflux or something like that. Yeah.
I think Rune Halo is also, like, pretty decent.
Rune Halo can get there. It has random other applications on other matchups. So,
I actually think the first one's just supposed to name Gifts Ungiven.
Probably.
It makes them have to draw their like wipe away before they go off.
Yes. Yeah. They have to have Grapeshot and or Grapeshot and or Remand.
Yeah. Like if I ever find the second one and it just gets to name Grapeshot, I think it's really hard for them to win. But
you keep your Wraths in?
I kept one in.
Okay, that's what I like. Just keep one in it.
Maybe I sided them out. I'm not sure. I know I had explosives.
Yep. Yeah, if you're bringing in explosives, then like cutting a Wrath is fine.
I think I cut searches. Because they seemed pretty...
Yeah, they're pretty slow.
Pretty mediocre. Couldn't figure out which, like burn spells to keep in. It was like, do I want to leave an Electrolyze? Like weird.
Probably not.
Electrolyze is really strange.
Like it draws a card, but like it's.
How many were you playing?
Two.
Oh well, you probably cut down to one.
Not both for two Rune Halo. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, you kind of have to have some sort of answers to goblins. Electrolyze can help with that.
Yeah.
Because like, what if they just small empty for like six? That's still a problem.
Yeah.
You have to do something about that.
Yeah.
Where I think that's actually like
scary one is when they do that and they still have like three cards in hand.
Yeah, no, it's terrifying if you're Jeskai, and it's like, here's MP for six. Yeah, no, that's all, but like, it doesn't matter, because it forces Jeskai to, because Jeskai still get a one for one-ing.
Yeah.
That six dudes is like, oh god, can't win. You just have to like start helixing and bolting tokens, and that's the worst in the world. Until you find engineer explosives, so. It's weird, it's really weird. Maybe you'd want to electrolyze in for that kind of nonsense, but.
Yeah. Are you playing Loot House?
No.
Yeah, no.
You don't need it.
Yeah, search.
Yeah,
which actually
search is way better than Loot House.
Yeah,
like once you flip it, yes.
Yes.
I think
before you flip it.
No, it doesn't tap for mana. It doesn't do anything. Just like scries one. Yeah. Yeah, like Loot House is pretty good.
Put spells in your graveyard for your gear hold.
Oh, does
is that
it?
What you want?
Yeah.
You're one of.
I don't know, man.
I do that quote a lot.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
What the gear hold? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to tell another card I played was really good was Secure the Waste.
People keep singing the praises of Secure. I'm like, why aren't we just doing White Sun Zenith?
So because that's three Baker.
It makes two twos.
You kill them twice as fast.
Yeah. You can get them dead.
Allegedly.
It also shuffles in.
Why don't we just play Entreat the Angels? I don't know.
You can't snap White Sun Zenith.
Oh, exactly. You there just cast go. It again. You find it with Search for Iskanta. You can mill it with Search for Iskanta. You can snap it. Touchdown.
So, turn three against Lantern on game three. I had the option of Indilin click him. But okay. I just cast Secure for two. I think that was the play that won me the game.
Lame.
Because you know what? Those two tokens ate two Abrupt Decays.
Oh, that's actually sweet. That's amazing.
Wow.
And
cool.
You
just can't do
it. Did you end up casting click that game?
Later? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
because
sweet.
He resolved an Ensnaring Bridge. I let an Ensnaring Bridge resolve.
That's fine.
And then I bounced it and then clicked it away when he had no cards in hand.
Oh.
And he was drawing a third Abrupt Decay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well done. Well
like,
done.
That's
it
sweet.
Felt pretty good.
Deck has a lot of play.
And then I snap secured for six, and we'd pot champ when he was at 10.
So
I had Snapcaster,
They've
then Snapcast,
too?
No, he decayed the click.
Yeah, that's right.
So I have two Snapcasters plus six tokens. That's, ten total. That's Xaxxes, boys.
Did you not have burn in hand?
Nope.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, that's how I beat him game one. I drew 19 points of burn.
Yeah. Seems good.
That'll do.
That's how I beat Thomas when he was playing like the first iteration of that like Tezzeret Lantern. It wasn't the Lantern. It was like the first War deck.
Yeah.
That was different than the Lantern deck. He goes turn one Grafdigger's Cage. I'm looking at my three Snapcaster hand going, Jesus Christ. Aww, why?
Time to get in there, Snaps.
This was game one. I'm like, Thomas, you can't pre-board for this. You don't know what I'm playing.
That's no fair.
I ended up just like drawing a bunch of Helixes and Bolts. And that was how we won the game. He like ended up casting a Witchbane Orb that I Cryptic'd, and he didn't have an Academy Ruins. Or he did, and I Tech Edged it. I don't know. Game was weird. Mm-hmm. Game was really
I think
weird.
That deck's secretly the best deck in the format.
What, I don't know.
Just wait for the Pro Tour. That deck's going to explode at the Pro Tour.
It didn't make any showings.
I don't think so.
I don't think that matters. Like,
I don't think so. Everybody's like acutely aware of it.
I think it's the deck that people aren't playing because the Pro Tour's coming up.
The pros aren't playing because they don't want to do anything?
I think that's exactly what's happening.
I mean, Sam Black still played it.
He's Sam Black.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll play a ham sandwich if he thought
true.
It was good.
That's true. Like,
and not be afraid of it.
That's true.
Right. Side into salami and who cares?
Transformational sideboard. Add some mustard. Here we go.
Here's the spice. That was pretty good.
I'm bringing in the spice.
Sam, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm hungry.
Om nom 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 nom.
Yeah. Don't eat the delicious cards, people. Don't do it.
So are you guys investing in any of these cards from the new set?
No.
You going to buy a single one of them?
No. I will wait till the PT tells me what to buy.
Well, I mean the PTs.
Modern, yeah. Well, yeah. I'll wait till the PT tells me what to do. No, I don't know. Like, I just don't see anything. These things being better than what's currently in the energy deck, which is what I play because I'm a degenerate. I say play. I own it. I don't really play it. It's not a lot of standard going on around here.
And I don't play standard either. So,
yeah, so
take my assessments for what you will.
Yeah.
Best card in the set.
Galta.
A Galta Primal Hunger.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm very hungry.
Yeah.
I'm a hungry boy.
Cast it once and tell me how you feel. In standard.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That seems good.
I'll try.
Yeah.
I'm not buying any of these for modern. Maybe the Brontodon, but like probably not. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, no. Not my quarter. Oh.
What quarter?
I was gonna get a pop down at the soda fountain with the quarter specced on that Brontodon.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's probably about it. I don't think there's any. There's a Merfolk legendary thing that's bad.
Nema?
Yeah.
The 3-minute guy?
Yeah.
I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's mythic. He's like win more. You have five Merfolk? You're already winning. You have three Merfolk?
I think it's the
you're
three
still
one.
Probably winning.
Like, if your Merfolks are like.
Draw card? Yeah, sure.
There's like two Silvergill Adepts.
He can tap himself too. Yeah, sure. That's fine. Tap another untapped Merfolk. Okay.
I'd play one.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's free.
Oh, it's worth trying for sure.
It's basically free.
Yeah.
He's a 2/4. It's kind of hard to kill.
You can only True. Fit so many cards into a 60 card deck, though.
Oh, I think it's around 60.
Bad
you
jokes.
Think
so?
Bad jokes.
Well done.
Golan, Golan is secretly 40 in his 20-year-old body.
Yeah, dude.
It's weird.
When are you gonna
My
bring
knees
back the
will
stash?
Tell you that.
Yeah, that's true.
When are you going to bring back the stash? Can you bring it back for summer?
Yeah,
just,
dude.
Just a dad stash.
This summer is going to be it's gonna be the summer of dad bods. It's coming back.
Trying to lose that.
It never left.
Yeah.
Mm.
We had to have.
I'm actually gonna.
Hibernation wait.
I'm gonna try to be a Master Roshi when I get old.
Super buff old.
Yeah, dude.
Seems good.
I have a vein popping out of my neck.
That's not good. You should talk to somebody about that.
I'm a peck.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a big old white beard.
Also a pervert.
Nice. Also.
Hopefully not.
Right.
Well, if you're a celebrity, you will be.
Boom.
Yeah. 27.
Woof.
Too soon.
Yeah. It is. Too soon.
It's only January.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of year left.
We're filming dead bodies in the forest.
Yeah. Well.
It's messed up.
All right, well,
and
that's
eating Tide Pods.
Yeah, and eating Tide Pods.
Yeah, whatever.
That's Dead on Board episode 9.
Peter, why don't you show us the way out?
Do you know the way?
My name is Peter Trani Quicken. Here with Colin Bradley. and Austin Baker.
That's us.
Later, dude.
We are dead on board.